brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ray McGovern's actually joining us at the bottom of the hour to get into what's happening in North Africa, the Libya situation. We're going to continue with your phone calls, also get into some U.S. news and world politics, climate and energy, economy, war on terror, police state developments. I'm going to be blitzing through some of that coming up in the next segment and continuing with your phone calls. I looked up what the last caller said about a mineral zeolite that the Russians did use to try to detoxify some of the soils and to try to bind with the radiation at Chernobyl, and they claimed it does have some good effects for that. Thank you, caller, for that information. Who's up next here, John? James in Alaska, going north to Alaska. You're on the air, sir.
How's it going, Alex?
Pretty good.
Oh, I just wanted to mention something about HAARP and the tsunami over there. The day before the tsunami, the Northern Lights were out big time, and I also heard rumor that HAARP was wide open the following week and days that led up to the tsunami.
Yeah, I really can't operate off rumors, though.
I don't know. Just wanted to mention that.
Well, James, there's no doubt that governments have been working on seismic magnetic weapons. The former Secretary of Defense did admit that back in 97. The issue is we were hit by a record solar storm, and the moon was the closest it'd been to the planet in decades. And we know the moon controls the tides. It also manipulates the magnetic field and the magma. It's not just the ocean that it causes to have waves, but also makes the magma bulge towards the moon. And we know Japan has always had big earthquakes and tsunamis. But there's no doubt that HAARP exists. I don't know what I'm supposed to do because I get so many calls saying, well, is it HAARP? Well, I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I was listening to Art Bell, back a few years ago, and he had called HAARP, and he plays this message on his radio. He called HAARP, and he was talking to somebody and asked him, you know, what do you do? And he told him what we did, and they had shot something up into the
ionosphere.
Yeah, and the call stopped, got interrupted, and it was a general who got on with Art Bell and said, you'll be talking to me now.
Well, I have no doubt. I mean, I never heard that, but I appreciate your call. And I keep asking for this, and I keep forgetting to look it up myself. Alex Jones interviews director of HAARP, or head of HAARP. 4.5 years ago, my producer gets a call. The private director of HAARP, the Air Force runs operations. But the private scientist, he wanted to come on the show and dispel rumors. Then when it comes time for the day of the interview, the colonel comes on. He says, I'll be here. If anything classified said, I'm going to cut the interview off until we go to break. And he did cut him off once when he started talking about igniting the upper atmosphere. This was on air. I mean, we ought to find this and at least play that clip. In fact, I'll look for it during the break. I'll do it right now. In fact, I'm going to do it right now before I even go to break. I'm not going to wait anymore. Alex Jones, we've got to find that and repost it. Interviews director of HAARP. Alex Jones interviews director of HAARP. And it brings up Coast to Coast. Brings up chemtrails. Man, I know. I mean, the show was big then, 4.5 years ago. I know people recorded that. I know. This is crazy. I know we saved all those interviews going back. I know we've got that. Does somebody have it? Could somebody send it to my Twitter account? Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Alex Jones interviews, how about head of HAARP? I'm tired of it. I'm going to find this. I'm going to find this thing. More of your calls straight ahead. A lot of news as well. Stay with us.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to run through a ton of important headlines, give you my brief take on them, and then continue with your calls. I had a former top CIA analyst, Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., Ray McGovern, joining us to give us his take on what's happening in Libya right now. Syria protests spread, authorities pull back. The so-called protesters have burned down police stations, government buildings, and telecommunications. Their Western-backed commando, Al-Qaeda, just like in Libya. But we're not supposed to point that out. Will the UN put a resolution out now about a bombing campaign of Syria? Maybe. Will our government and Congress have nothing to say and just click their heels when they say jump and ask how high? Probably. Unrest spread in southern Syria on Monday with hundreds of people demonstrating against the government in three towns near the main city of Deraa. But authorities did not use force to quell the latest protests. Security forces killed four civilians at demonstrations that erupted last week. Of course, yesterday they burned things down in the capital and in other cities. Libya attack sparks oil price surge. Financial Times of London. Global oil prices rose sharply today and into yesterday into today, after the initial round of Western bombing against Libya was met by Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's promise to have a long, drawn-out war, which tenders fears will keep the North African oil nation's oil from the market. Continuing, with the reports out of Libya. Russia has urged an immediate Libyan ceasefire. Also, a U.S. Fighter jet, F-15E fighter bomber, did crash outside Benghazi in eastern Libya. They're claiming it was technical difficulties. Our aircraft never get shot down. And there I go with mind control that I'm under. It's not our aircraft. The globalist bankers have captured America. They use our good men and women in the military as their cannon fodder, not our military. The U.S. occupied military force of the New World Order had an aircraft go down. Libya, U.S. fighter jet crash lands in field near Benghazi. U.S. warplane has crash landed in Libyan field in an area around Benghazi. The Telegraph can disclose. U.S. government now confirms that an F-15E fighter bomber did crash outside of Benghazi. And Gates has now announced that they are going to cut back on the amount of air sorties into the country and cruise missile attacks, whatever that signifies, because I guess the NATO coalition is falling apart right now. Gaddafi again shells rebel towns with U.S. plane down. Muammar Gaddafi's forces attacked two West Libyan towns, killing dozens while rebels were pinned down in the east, and NATO tried to resolve a heated fight over who should lead Western air campaign. So that continues. Gold is key to financing Gaddafi's struggle, Financial Times of London reports. The international community has hit Muammar Gaddafi with a raft of sanctions and asset freezing amid the cutting off of his funding. But the embattled Libyan leader is sitting on a pot of gold. The Libyan Central Bank, which is under Colonel Gaddafi's control, holds 143.8 tons of gold. That's enough to operate for a long time. According to the latest data from the International Monetary Fund, although some suspect the true amount could be several tons higher, those reserves are among the top 25 in the world and are worth $6.5 billion at current prices. This is only going to hurt the Libyan people. Enough to pay a small army of mercenaries for months or even years. While some central banks hold their gold reserves in internal vaults in London, New York, or Switzerland, Libya's bullion is in the country, said people familiar with the country's activities in the gold market. Continuing, allies expand Libyan military campaign. The debate, the command, but that's countermanded by the reports that they're actually going to cut back the military campaign. This is the big news. Medvedev, that's the Russian president, breaks ranks with Putin over Libya. Russia adjusted today to a shift in its policies after President Dmitry Medvedev, for the first time, broke ranks with Vladimir Putin by slamming the premier's comments on the Libyan conflict in an unexpected dispute that shattered 3 years of harmony in Russia's ruling tandem. Medvedev publicly rebuked Putin for comments comparing the UN resolution that allowed airstrikes on Libya to a medieval call to a crusade. Putin said the resolution was flawed, an example of an increasing trend of U.S. military intervention, in direct contradiction of Russia's decision to abstain in the vote, which in essence allowed the resolution to be passed. Analysts said the comments essentially marked the start of Russia's 2012 presidential election campaign, where many expect Putin to seek to return to the Kremlin after handing over the presidency to Medvedev in 2008. A grim-faced Medvedev told Russians on state television that using words such as crusade, expeditions by armies in the Middle Ages to end Muslim rule over the Holy Land in reference to a Muslim country was unacceptable. He, quote, said, "Under no circumstances is it acceptable to use expressions which essentially lead to a clash of civilizations such as a crusade and so on," Medvedev said in a hastily convened briefing. "It is unacceptable. Otherwise, everything may end up much worse compared to what's going on now. Everyone should remember that," Medvedev said. All right, so there you go. Continuing, National Journal reports during Gates' visit to Russia, Russian defense minister calls for immediate ceasefire and says that civilians are being killed, which was roundly rebuked by Secretary Gates, calling it lies. Calling it lies. Outright lies is the full quote. Okay, let me continue with some of the other news, and then we will get back to your phone calls ahead of Ray McGovern coming up, who's going to be joining us. It is confirmed by the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point that Al-Qaeda is the group that is in Iraq and also out of Libya, and that basically that is the group working with NATO and the UN, giving the U.S. orders now to attack Gaddafi. So those of you that hate Gaddafi, I'm not saying he's some angel. He's certainly not. Now you're working with al-Qaeda. That's also in the Asian Tribune, and it's also in the London Telegraph headline, the West and al-Qaeda are on the same side, and it's al-Qaeda attacking him. That is Muammar Gaddafi. Let's do this. Let's just go to some more calls, and I'll get into some new developments on the radiation situation in Fukushima, clearly being covered up, talk of completely evacuating Americans from Japan, the island of Japan, and some economic news I want to hit. But right now, let's go to Eric in Canada. Eric, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good talking to you. I just want to float an idea about how to get the troops back home. It's about a boycott on driving, like we should have a no-driving summer where we'll just be walking, biking, or using public transit and avoiding the use of all petroleum products.
Well, for whoever can do that, that's a great boycott to teach the globalists we don't need them. The problem is they built the United States and Canada in a sprawling way, whether you love it or hate it. That's how we're designed, and I have to commute, you know, 25, 30 minutes into work every day. And, you know, my office is out in the middle of an industrial complex. There aren't even really neighborhoods near here. So, I mean, what does somebody like me do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, ride a bicycle or...
ride a bicycle 20 miles.
Maybe use alternate fuels if you can, or I don't know. I mean, it's something we should maybe think about as a pressure
tactic.
Well,
I'm all about trying to move off the grid. I'm actually got my own water well, putting in solar. I've moved... And so that's a great point.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
Thank you. It just, people don't have the time, the energy, the capital to do this. It's taken me years to get to this point. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air. He dropped off. Joe in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How's it going? I have a comment about the collapsing of NATO. Wouldn't it, the collapsing of NATO from a globalist point of view be essential as far as the chess game is concerned in the defeat of America, our country, when we eventually renege on our debt to China and we're attacked by them?
NATO is a Bilderberg Group created organization even before Bilderberg officially began. It was set up by those very individuals. They love it. NATO is the army of the UN. So I see this as a greedy gamble by NATO to expand its power and set the precedent through the UN to boss all these NATO members, including the U.S., around. I see it more of a balance of power. The globalists want to use the West and NATO as a counterbalance to China while they invest in both sectors.
Okay, I see. All right. Other than that, my only other comment on what happened in Japan was that was obviously a layer cake of disaster. I mean, a plant on a fault with radioactive rods on top of it. It's just we were discussing it with some friends, and I can't see how else you could set up a recipe for disaster. I mean, what are they
Japan,
doing?
Japan, they have the tsunamis caused by the earthquakes in one of the worst fault zones, on a fault line, on the coast, where you have the tsunamis, in a rural area where there's not a lot of support, and then storing 39 years of nuclear waste on top of the explosive facilities.
Ridiculous. You know, you couldn't do it any, better.
It shows how reckless the globalists are with genetic engineering, GMO, weapon systems, DU. They're crazy. They're nihilistic lunatics.
Right. And another comment, as far as these political think tanks that make people fight between Republican and Democrat, which basically split human views, conservative, liberal, libertarian, humanitarian, I think, what we should do is, if they want people to fight, I mean, we should fight in a peaceful way to sort of end all this mayhem and, come to a realization as to what's really going on in our country.
Well said, Joe, and he boiled it down so succinctly. They break everything into left-right to make certain issues left, certain issues right. so they can then control the debate and give you a false choice. They keep you in a box of Republican, Democrat, and say, oh, it's conservative to like wiretapping.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Times in my 16 years on air. I've interviewed Dr. Dick Begich dozens of times. We're one of the only shows I know of that ever got the director, project manager of HARP on the show. And we were successful in finding the interview. And it's from June 24th, 2008. Dr. Paul Kossey, K-O-S-S-E-Y. Tomorrow we'll play part of that interview. But I've got Aaron Dykes in the next 10 minutes at Infowars.com, who is set to post the full 3-hour, I think it was 4-hour show, MP3 with the hour interview with Dr. Paul Cossey, the civilian head of HARP. And I haven't had time to re-listen to it, but I remember the Air Force colonel breaking in and things during the breaks and on air, just cutting the call off. We had to go to break and say, why aren't you there? And he came on and talked to us. And he did start talking about igniting the atmosphere at night. And so you, the listeners, are welcome to go listen to it, grab clips of it, put it on YouTube. It's a big interview that never got the attention it should have. But people tune in randomly one time to the show and say, I see this stuff constantly on the web. Alex never talks about the Federal Reserve. Alex never talks about HARP. Alex never talks about the New World Order. Alex never talks about the Vatican. Alex never talks about this or that. I talk about it all. Talk about everything. It's just a long show, 3 to 4 hours every day. We always do 3, sometimes 4 hours in overdrive. We cover the full spectrum. And this is a big interview. Big interview. We're going to get it up on Infowars.com the next 10 minutes for everybody. Program manager, the scientific director of the HARP information. I remember I had his whole bio at the time. I read it out at the start of the interview. And so that's I don't know if he's the director now, but I've told Jaron and the other producers I want to get. They contacted us and wanted to dispel rumors. And when they came on, it was, you know, pretty revealing. And they wouldn't let Ventura in there. They contacted us as some type of psych warfare op, I guess, because he's a listener. Anthony in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I want to talk about something I saw in the coverage of the Fukushima thing. And then, if you would allow it, I have a comment on something Nick Begich said last week on your show. When the first reactor exploded, you know, typical or obvious, all the stations are showing the same footage over and over and over again, the loop of the explosion. I noticed after a couple hours, they edited that footage across the board. Every station started showing the footage, but without the actual explosion. And I thought that was kind of odd. I wanted to show it to my wife when she got home. I had it recorded just by circumstance, so I put on the recording of it. And when I put on the recording, I went frame by frame, and I noticed what I first thought was just a pressure wave coming out of the reactor. It appeared to be concentrated, almost cylindrical in shape, coming out to the left. And when I went frame by frame inside that cylindrical, kind of translucent, what I thought was a pressure wave, which it may be, I don't know, it's sort of like a cup shape, like a diaphragm shape that's a little more opaque than the wave itself. But the odd thing is, as it rushes away from the reactor before it leaves the screen, and if it was just a pressure wave, it would just continue on and expand. It disappears like somebody flipped a switch. And so I was wondering, I was going to ask Nick Begich if perhaps that could have been something that some type of beam or HARP. I know there are those that believe there was some kind of a secret weapon used like that.
Well, a lot of times explosions. Cupcake, you know how a cupcake goes up small and then kind of hangs over the sides? A lot of times in pressure waves, they go out, and then the pressure turns back in, and they'll actually suck in. I mean, I think if we start, again, just speculating that you know, they're using space beams or whatever on it, it looks like a classic explosion from hydrogen that then ejected the fuel rod stored on top of the MOX Mark I reactor thousands of feet into the air. And you can see that going on. They now admit that happened. Now, what was your comment about Nick Begich?
Well, reading between the lines, not that he was trying to be deceptive at all, you asked him his opinion because people keep calling you about HARP, and you've methodically told people, look, it's all speculation, I can't really say, which I appreciate. But one of the things he mentioned in his sort of just commenting on it, he used the word triggered. And I wondered if with the supermoon, so-called, and the super flares from the sun, the X-flares or whatever.
No, he said that that's what HARP's designed to do, is that when they already have the conditions right for an earthquake, that HARP can then be that trigger that pushes it over the edge.
Yeah, that's
I don't
what
think
I
that
saying.
Was hidden what he said. He said it straight out.
Right. No, I'm saying he said it straight out. I'm just saying he wasn't like saying I think it could be a trigger. He just used the word trigger. If you get a chance, look at that footage of the explosion again. I appreciate what you said, the cupcake effect, but it looks really odd how it just completely blinks out of the picture. And the fact that they edited the footage, because that's the money shot, not to be disrespectful.
Well, I know this. I've caught Fox every day when I watch. When they show Fukushima, they show it file footage before the disaster, and they're nice painted buildings, people walking around, and Americans are watching and thinking, well, that's no big deal. Meanwhile, you see real photos and videos, it's blown into bits with a bunch of shattered buildings, the reactor buildings. We'll be right back with Ray McGovern on what's happening in Libya with his expert take. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us. We're in the last 30 minutes of this worldwide broadcast. Ray McGovern is our guest. Ray McGovern is a retired CIA officer and political activist. McGovern was a federal employee under 7 U.S. presidents in over 27 years. He presented the morning intelligence briefings to Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, and he was seen as one of the senior analysts in the CIA with wide spectrum knowledge of what was happening geopolitically around the world. He, of course, is very well known for confronting Rumsfeld and saying, you said that the WMDs were in Crete. Rumsfeld said, I did not say that. And then he said, well, here's the evidence. And then Rumsfeld got skewered in the media. He also predicted a year before that Cheney would try to stage a Gulf of Tonkin event off the coast of Iran with fake attacks on aircraft carriers. That indeed then did materialize. It's an amazing source of information. And he's also against all of these globalist wars. Ray, what is your bottom line take on what's happening in Libya, on the report here out of West Point, also being picked up by Asian Tribune, that it is al-Qaeda? that is being used to go after Gaddafi, who's obviously not a good guy himself. But here's the London Telegraph. The West and Al-Qaeda on the same side. Statements of support by Libya's revolution by Al-Qaeda and leading Islamists have led to fears that military action by the West might be playing into the hands of ideological enemies. We have the Fox News headline. Anwar al-Awlaki, exclusive head of Al-Qaeda, leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. He's the patsy minder with his secret army. What is Al-Qaeda? What's happening in the Middle East? Why is this now happening? Why did an F-15E crash over Benghazi? Why is, I mean, there's so many questions. Ray, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, you're most welcome. There are a lot of questions, and it's supremely questionable as to whether we should be doing what we're doing in Libya. You know, the one thing that comes through very clearly is the fact that the hypocrisy that the U.S. has demonstrated in dealing with these Arab governments knows no bounds. Just go back a month or two and look at Egypt. Now, when Mubarak started to have problems, Hillary Clinton was very quick to say, "Oh, it's a stable government. You know, they're our friends. I've been to dinner with the Mubaraks and all that business." And they were all waiting to see what the army would do in Egypt. Okay. Now, the army, thank goodness, did the right thing. They didn't break up the demonstrators, and the tide turned. And as soon as the tide turned, then we have this back and forth, Obama saying, "Well, now we support democracy. Now maybe Mubarak got to go." So it was terribly cynical. They waited to see which way the wind was blowing, and then all of a sudden they supported democracy. Now, let's take a look at what's happening in Libya. In Libya, we're ostensibly intervening to protect civilians, right? Now, how do you protect civilians by bombing Tripoli, by trying to hit Gaddafi's palaces? It's a very misguided adventure here. There's no end in sight, nor will there be for many, many months. Meanwhile, and this is the real bottom line here, in places that really matter to us more than even Libya, that is Bahrain and Yemen, what are we doing there? Well, we not only waited to see what the army would do in Bahrain, for example, but we encouraged not only the Bahrainian security police and army, but also the Saudis to intervene in Bahrain and shoot up the demonstrators. So this time we're on the side of the government. Why? Well, very simple. Bahrain affords facilities that that look like San Diego on steroids. I mean, that's where the whole Fifth Fleet is. That's the fleet that we have in the Persian Gulf. The other end of the Persian Gulf is Yemen. What are we doing there? Well, the authorities are shooting up the people. We're supporting the authorities. Why? Because Yemen is a very, very strategic position, and also the authorities allow our special forces to do whatever they want, our drones to do anything that they want in Yemen. So any Arab, any Egyptian, let's say, any Syrian, or even any Jordanian, Palestinian, looking on would say, "My goodness, what kind of a policy is being waged out of Washington? We have non-interference where it should be on the side of the Democrats, and then we have interference with on behalf of whom? Well, we don't know on behalf of whom." Barack Obama has let himself be railroaded, be pressured into intervening into Libya, where there are enormous uncertainties. We don't know how deeply the forces will be committed, how long. We don't even know the identities of many of the rebels on whose behalf we're intervening. We don't know what the intervention is going to likely accomplish. We don't even know what it's intended to accomplish or how it will end. You know, this is about as stupid as you can get. Now, besides all that, we have a constitutional process in this government, or we're supposed to. We have a constitution that says that the power to make war is reserved to the representatives of the people in the Congress, not the executive. And yet, what did Barack Obama do? Well, he checked around with the UN. He got support in the UN. But did he get support in the Congress? He didn't even check with the Congress. He went off. have a president acting very much in the tradition, the very recent tradition of his predecessor, George W. Bush, where the president pretty much just support our, or commit our forces to feckless adventures such as the one that's just begun in Libya. Mark my words, this will have a no good end.
Ray McGovern, top retired CIA analyst. We're seeing Gates come out and say that we're going to cut air power and strikes. But then separately, NATO and the Pentagon announce, even though he's the supposed head of the Pentagon, that they're intensifying the strikes in the same hour. We see the Germans not being part of this, the Turks not being part of it. We see Medvedev and Putin fighting with each other, Putin saying it's bad, Medvedev rebuking him for calling it a foolish crusade. I mean, this doesn't have, you know, the normal polished look of a new war. It does seem to be very helter-skelter, very confused. Now, I mean, is there some method to the madness, A, and how do you, from studying history, see this ending? What are the different scenarios?
Well, the only method in this madness, so to speak, would be the three-letter word, O-I-L. Libya, of course, has lots of oil. Not only that, but it's the kind of pure oil that requires very little refining, and Western Europe is very much dependent on that oil. Now, the rest of the world is not so much dependent, but Western Europe is. So here we have oil being a primary consideration, as it is a primary consideration with how we're dealing with Bahrain and Yemen also, because that oil, 40% of the oil traded in international trade goes through the Strait of Hormuz, and of course, the Fifth Fleet is there to make sure that it does. So, in Libya, we have a situation where Gaddafi sits on top of all this oil. He's only got, I think, 4 million people in the country. So it should be not quite a piece of cake here, or a cakewalk, as they said about Iraq. But they're thinking, well, let's just get involved. You know, let's get involved. And then we'll find out who these people are that we're protecting. And maybe they're not Al-Qaeda, or maybe they are. But anyhow, we'll be in there, and then we can work our will. Get Gaddafi out of there and make sure that the oil in Libya is safe for Western Europe. That's pretty much it. You know, it's seldom so simple, but when you put oil on top of your reasons for either intervening or not intervening, it all makes sense in a very, very cynical kind of way, because, as you know, the world is running out of oil, and we've got to garner more than our share.
Well, expanding on that with Ray McGovern, Ray, looking at this, how do you see it ending? I mean, I had two questions there, but I mean, how do you, you know, looking into your crystal ball, I know it's not 100%, but studying past history, the region, the bold, I've never seen a president move this quick to just ignore Congress and let the other nine that voted for it basically control our foreign policy, unprecedented there. Totally unconstitutional. Republicans' mom, Democrats' mom, except for a few anti-war Democrats raising the Constitution. And you then have the unconstitutional, I know there's an executive order against trying to assassinate people. It's also international law. They now basically admit that they did try to target Gaddafi with cruise missiles and bombs. I mean, this is quite an escalation.
Well, it is. And I guess you mentioned the word bold to describe Obama's quick reaction here. In my view, there's a thin line between bold and irresponsible. I go on the irresponsible side to characterize this ill-considered intervention.
So you're saying it's brash, it's not thought through.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I think we're pretty much saying the same thing, but it's also irresponsible in the sense that it doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, here he says that the objective of the operation, that is Obama, is limited to, quote, the protection of citizens, of civilians in Libya. Well, so that objective is, by nature, unlimited in duration. You know, as long as civilians need to be protected in Libya, then we have, quote, the right under the Supreme, under the President's statement to stay there. The
Ready to interrupt, Hillary also said, and so was Obama in statements, you will accept an international aid force that will obviously be armed, NATO, UN, backed up by the Western powers, or else. Well, I mean, that right there is saying you will accept an invasion, a ground invasion, and they've got the troop ships off the coast.
Yeah, it's, you know, the important thing here is the end game and the what's going to happen at the very end, and that's really very much up for grabs. Admiral Mullen apparently admitted on the Sunday TV shows that he could end up, you know, it's just could end up with Gaddafi still in power. And so if Gaddafi's still around, have we still accomplished the mission? What is the mission accomplished? There can be no declaration of a mission accomplished as long as our objective is to protect the civilians in Libya. The reality on the ground is that we mean to get rid of Gaddafi. We couldn't get the others at the Security Council to agree to that kind of language. But we're going to do it anyway. And please, please don't talk about international law. Don't you remember we're the supreme, with this the sole remaining superpower in the world? We don't have to worry about international law. If the Europeans, will cooperate with us on this because they have more at stake of it than we do because of the oil from Libya. So it's a very cynical sort of set of circumstances, and the long-term effects of this will be that any Arabs that have any conscience or a sense of fairness will look at this and say, see, that's what we thought the Americans were like. You can't trust them, and by and by, we're going to get rid of those corrupt kings in Bahrain and Yemen, and we're going to have those places to our own. And then we'll see what kind of influence the U.S. will have in this part of the world. It's a losing game. I can't believe that Obama is being so naive.
Yeah, totally going away from soft power at a time when the military is spread so thin. What about the terror card? We're seeing unbelievable hype starting last Friday that if Gaddafi was struck, and he's now been struck via the resolution and the bombardment's intensifying, that he will launch terror attacks in Western Europe and the U.S. Now, do you think Gaddafi would try to play a card like that, even though he gave up most of his terror networks? And B, could this be the open door for a false flag to legitimize the war, because people won't pay attention to the fact that it was started by the West? So will he actually carry out an attack? Or could the West stage something to legitimize a full invasion and the further crackdown on liberty in the West?
Well, Alex, that's always a possibility. In these circumstances, I don't think the West has its act together to the degree that they're able to do that just now. They may end up doing that. But what you point out very specifically is the ridiculous argument here that Gaddafi is a really bad guy because he might unleash terrorists on us. That's backwards. Why would he unleash terrorists on us? Well, because of what NATO or the NATO countries involved are doing to Libya. So if you don't want to encourage terrorist acts against your country, then maybe you ought not to be flying sorties and bombing the country and trying to take out the leader of the country. Yeah, it's a big fillip. It's a big catalyst for terrorism, what we're doing. And when people say, well, why do they hate us? Well, you know, if you want to buy the line that they hate our democracy or our freedom, well, you know, I got a bridge up in Manhattan that I'd really like to sell you. It connects Manhattan with Brooklyn, you know. But what they hate is our policy. And our policy is determined first and foremost by our need for oil. Secondly, but a close second, is our felt need to do everything the Israelis tell us to do. And thirdly, to have the permanent military bases, the Fifth Fleet being in Bahrain.
Well, that was my next question. Yeah. How is Israel involved in all this from your research?
Well, you know, so far, I think they've been looking on rather helplessly. Usually they're pretty much in command, but things have moved so fast that they have not been able to keep up with it just yet. The bottom line is that this is a disaster. This whole thing is a disaster for Israel, especially the Egypt democracy here.
Well, it reminds me of Bay of Pigs, where you've got Western-backed rebels. We know British SAS in there trying to wrangle them and control them and sometimes getting arrested because it shows they don't have full control. These are Al-Qaeda-funded groups, a lot of them out of Saudi Arabia with Western money. That's admitted that some contingents are. With all of this happening, it's like Bay of Pigs. The rebels are there. They're getting beat. We've got to go in and help them. I mean, isn't that kind of what's happening?
Yeah, the only uncertainty here, and it's a big one, is who are these rebels? You know, nobody seems to know. And one thing you can bet, you didn't mention Mossad, the Israeli Secret Service, you can bet that they're in their big time and will do what they can to steer things in the right direction as far as their interests are concerned.
Stay there, Ray McGovern. I want to come back in a final segment and ask what their interests are, what Mossad scurrying around in the area would do. Also, this U.S. aircraft shot down. They claim we didn't have any regular aircraft over it that weren't drones, only using cruise missiles from bombardment. I think F-15E is a fighter bomber. So we're going to talk to Ray McGovern about that on the other side. Stay with us.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Consortiumnews.com, that's where you can read Ray's great analysis and reportage. One of the places he writes, also he respects the analysis there. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Obviously, tomorrow I'll be talking more about the CNBC headline that we've got linked up on Infowars.com. U.S. approaching insolvency, fixed to be painful. That's the Dallas head of the Federal Reserve. The bankers have bankrupted us, but more wars. Briefly, Ray McGovern, finishing up with Israeli policies, what they see their interest being.
Well, it's not an exaggeration, Alex, to say that there's a completely new strategic situation facing Israel in that part of the world. You see, if you go back to the treaty, the very important treaty that Egypt signed with Israel, that was supposed to be the first step. Jimmy Carter forced that through against great opposition on the part of the Israelis, and there was going to be even more opposition when he forced through phase two, which was to address the grievances of the Palestinians and help them to set up a decent state. Now, when he was non-reelected, the Israelis did everything they could to non-reelect him. Then they sabotaged any subsequent effort, and what Jimmy Carter started never got completed or never got continued. What we had was a situation where for 32 years, Mubarak became not only the U.S. patsy in that part of the world, but Israel's patsy. Suleiman, his number two, or the head of his intelligence, he was called Israel's best friend, okay? So what do we have now? Now we have a very different situation. Now we have the prospect of a real democracy in Egypt. What does that mean? Well, a real democracy is responsive to the sentiments, to the thoughts and objectives of the people. Now, how do the Egyptians feel about the Palestinians, the ones in Gaza, the ones in the West Bank, who have been treated this way by the Israelis? They feel very strongly about that.
They might start giving aid to Gaza.
That's exactly right. And so, whereas for 32 years, the Israelis have been able to do what they wanted with respect to Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, you name it, now they have to worry about their southern and their western borders. Now it's no longer assumed that they can just do what they want in Gaza. And that's a biggie. And so the Israelis must be very, very concerned about this. We see in their statements that they are indeed. And they'll do everything they can in Libya to try to force things into the kind of channel that will give them some leverage, not only in Libya, but in Egypt as well. But it's going to be an uphill struggle, and they're going to have to readjust their policy if they want to.
All right. We're almost out of time. In 1 minute, what's your view on Fukushima?
Well, you know, I think the thing that really leaps out at me is the revelation in the WikiLeaks cables that the Japanese and others were warned 3, 4, 5 years ago that this might happen, and nothing was done. So what you have here are some people making a heck of a lot of money on these nuclear power stations and having very little regard for the welfare, actually for the very lives of the people who live around it. This is not atypical. We see that in our own country. Even now, we see people proposing and suggesting that we go ahead with more power plants, nuclear type.
You know, it shows the brazen hubris.
Yeah, and it sort of means that we have to get out on the street and put our bodies into it here, because nothing seems to work, because the money is going to those people that are elected to represent us, and they're not representing us.
Well, they're even covering up the severity of it. That's admitted. Ray McGovern, thank you so much for spending time with us and adding your excellent analysis.
You're most welcome.
All right, there goes Ray McGovern. This transmission is now drawing to an end. I'll be back live, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Pray for us. Please spread the word about the broadcast. I want to thank all of our AM&FM affiliates, our sponsors, the great crew, you, the listeners. All of you make it possible. We're making major headway. God bless you all. Key rate transmission starts now, InfoWars.com. Again, retransmission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.